They aren't just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Varsity football action here on 91.3 WHJE. Alongside Jesse Smith, I am John Perkins. We've got some more score updates for you. Center Grove is now leading Lawrence North 35-3, so a lot of blowouts across the board. Carmel's starting to add quite a few numbers here, 42-7. Again, it started the fourth quarter. We've just seen the entrance of Michael Victrup, the sophomore quarterback, come back from an injury, and so he has to make his first timeout, his debut since that disabled list, I guess you can say, here. Get some varsity action, get some varsity reps. It is his first time playing varsity. He's done a good job so far, hasn't really done much, but now he's faced with a third and about seven, so we might be able to see the arm of Victrup here.
If you're on that coaching staff, are you trying to draw up a pass play here for Victrup?
Yes, I am, because I really want to see Michael Victrup throw the ball, and I'll be selfish right now.
So Victrup comes out, four wide set, three out to his right, with Watkins remaining in the backfield. He looks to pass, looking over that left side, finds his man for his first completion, and that will be enough for the first down, and Michael Victrup coming in, a lot of firsts for him. The reception is made by 23, Parker Riddleman.
What an arm there by Michael Victrup. Nice job for him to be able to set, and we're seeing that composure that he's got in the pocket. Again, he plays much older than he is. Fantastic job for him to be able to set, stay in that pocket, find his receiver, Parker Riddleman, hit him out. A nice pass there by Michael Victrup.
Four wide set for Victrup again. They put a man in motion this time. Victrup is going to keep this one off the keeper. He gets that one over towards his man, the receiver, off the option. He has a lot of room to run. He's going to be brought down at the 36-yard line. So Michael Victrup running the read option this time a little bit, giving the respect North Central, giving him the respect of his legs and his arm, but able to get the option off for another first down, and the Michael Victrup offense is starting to move the chains.
And I love to see the young guys come out here and really just have some serious success. It's got to be encouraging for that coaching staff, knowing that they've got a guy in a few years who can really step into that role and develop as a player and still lead that team with confidence and even with some skill.
Victrup comes back out. Four wide set once again at the 36 of North Central. Clock ticking away here in the fourth quarter. They put another man in motion. That's Watkins. He gets the handoff this time, except Victrup's actually going to keep it off the option. And there we see the young inexperienced as he's going to lose about 10 yards off that sack, off the option. Still a lot of talent to work with here. It's been impressive so far in this drive, but that's going to set up about a second and 19.
And maybe not just the inexperience from the quarterback out there is. A nice read option. Got our old play-by-play announcer here, Jesse Smith, to get thrown off guard. Hey, we all make mistakes, Jesse. It's okay. You can laugh. So here we go. Michael Victrup now. He's got his hands full with about a second and 20.
Four wide set, three out to his left this time as Victrup has time to throw. Now he's going to run up the middle. That's where he's dangerous. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down at about the 41-yard line. They're actually only going to give him a yard on that one. So third and very long situation. Let's see if they try to take a shot downfield with their young quarterback, third and 15.
Good job by Jeff Harris, the linebacker. Another senior out there coming up big, not allowing Victrup to get some space. Again, like you said, very deadly out in the open. So a good job to contain by the linebacker. And so now Victrup's got an even bigger situation here, third and about 15. And we're going to see that arm from him.
So Watkins will remain in the backfield. They have Pearson out to his right, and Riddleman, Becker, and Ramsey out to his left from the pistol. He takes a snap. Pressure coming a little bit now. He gets that one over towards Watkins for another completion, but he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage at the 45. So it will be fourth down for the Carmel Greyhounds. Let's see what they elect to do here. Victrup looking over towards the sideline. No signal yet. It looks like Victrup wants to stay out there, and he will, for a fourth and 19 at the 45-yard line of North Central. So trying to get him some game reps out there for their young quarterback, the sophomore Victrup. Four wide set, three out to his left. On the fourth and 19 from the shotgun, he has some time to throw, looking deep down the right side to Pearson. That one's up in the air and caught by Pearson at the sideline. And he will get that foot inbounds and a long completion About 30 yards for Michael Vittrup on the sideline, moves the chains.
Wow, wow, wow. Michael Vittrup there showing off the arm to the right side. The pass was a little underthrown, but a good job there to get it where only his receiver could catch it. Moves the chains forward. 9:09 here, 42-7.
Looks like we are going to have a timeout by the Carmel Greyhounds this time. And Michael Vittrup showing off the arm and exactly just how dangerous he is. We'll be right back.
Score update here. Ben Davis tacking on another touchdown. The Giants are up 42-0 over Lawrence Central. Again, 2:45 remaining in the third quarter. Carmel's racked at 42 points as well to the Panthers 7. And, folks, we've been seeing Michael Vittrup, again, that sophomore like we talked about, coming onto the field. He just had a fantastic throw, a little underthrown, but a good job from him to come out, have some confidence. Again, important, folks, fourth down conversion there of about a fourth and 15.
Able to get it down about 30 yards downfield, now setting his team just outside of the end goal situation. This is his first varsity red zone trip now for Michael Vittrup. With it being 42-7, Carmel's still going just as aggressive to try to get those game reps in for their young players.
And I know I like to brag on Vittrup a lot, but it's also important to highlight that he is playing varsity ball. It is big boy ball, so he's not able to really run all over the defense like he's used to. So having to stay a little more conscientious here and aware of the defensive skill he's facing.
Two wide set. They split the difference. Single back formation to put a man in motion this time as Vittrup keeps it off the right tackle. Vittrup heading towards that sideline. Takes a big shot close to the first down marker, but he's going to be inside the five-yard line of the North Central Panthers, gaining about 6 or 7 yards off the rush. Great job there by Vittrup off the quarterback keeper. Will be a second and one. They will line them up at the two. Forward progress gives that one to him. Going same formation except two out to his left this time. McDonough in the backfield. Vittrup goes under center off that right hash. They put Watkins in motion. Now looks towards the sideline as he's going to reset. 8:30 remaining in a football game. 42-7. Carmel Greyhounds look to build upon that lead with their sophomore quarterback Michael Vittrup under center. He takes a snap, hands that one off. We have a penalty marker as McDonough goes into the end zone. A signal touchdown. But it looks like this one will be coming back for the Carmel Greyhounds. That one was thrown immediately. So 8:18 remaining in the ballgame, 42-7 again, as a touchdown will be negated for McDonough, giving a little more breathing space to this North Central defense. Quick substitution. Looks like Ramsey's going to come back into the game. That one will be against Carmel. That one will move them back quite a bit.
Riley McDonough played football over at Clay Middle School. Didn't do a lot, didn't really see a lot of varsity time either on his transition to the high school level. Broke his leg, actually, last year on a big-time run. So he's back this year, seeing some varsity action here late in the game, 42-7 in favor of the Greyhounds.
15-yard penalty, moving back second and 18 as Vittrup takes the snap. This time he hands that one back up the middle to McDonough. He goes nowhere, possibly gaining a yard or two on the play. Forward progress might give him three. But a third and long again for Michael Vittrup in this offense.
Vittrup again, like we said before, had the opportunity to stand on the field on fourth down. A nice 30-yard throw. And so he's definitely capable of converting on third down and even fourth down as the clock ticks down to about 7:30 here.
Four wide set here for Vittrup as he goes back under center. Three out to his left. Vittrup looks over towards the sideline. Hard count not working. 7:28 remaining in the game. 42-7 again. Carmel with the lead. Putting out the sophomore quarterback Vittrup as he goes into the true shotgun now with Watkins to his side. Has some time to throw. Looking right side into the end zone towards Pearson. That one's up in the air. Up for grabs. Will be incomplete. Excellent defense by Jimmy Thomas of the North Central Panthers. Veteran leadership able to knock that one down.
And Vittrup getting a little greedy there on the right side of the field. Ball almost intercepted. He needed to throw it just a tad higher to maybe make the catch. It was a tough catch anyways. Remember, he had those three receivers out to the left side. Had a few of them open as well, but keeps going for that right side. And again, he can't favor spots of the field as a quarterback.
Same formation, fourth and 17 from zone 18 as Vittrup will keep this one. Left tackle has a couple blocks ahead of him. Breaks the tackle, needs a little help, but he's going to be brought down at about the 16 or 17-yard line. That's exactly where the line of scrimmage is. Maybe gaining a couple yards, but that will be a turnover on downs. but still an impressive first drive from the young Michael Victrup entering his varsity career.
And not a rude awakening for Victrup, but an awakening. It is a different style of ball, and a lot of these young guys struggle with that transition. Already seeing Michael Victrup have some success, keep his head high, keep that confidence level high as well. Did a nice job there airing the ball out, and obviously we're going to see him grow and develop as a quarterback later on.
So Logan comes back out for the North Central Panthers with a four wide set of his own from the shotgun. Looks to pass towards the left side. Has time to throw. Gets to McLean off the right side this time. 25-yard line. He will be pushed out of bounds by a member of the Carmel Greyhounds defense here. He starts to get some substitutions on that side as well. Gain of 7 for North Central off the little screen pass. Second and 3 coming up. From their own 26-yard line, right hash, they go same formation. Four wide set, three out to his left. Keeps this one off the quarterback keeper. Carmel Greyhounds are going to meet him at the 25-yard line. Big tackle right there. He will be short of the first down, so third down and about one coming up. Initial contact was made by Nick Sinar, senior linebacker.
Sinar plays that rover position under Anthony Mazza, so they're giving him some time now to come out. It's almost like a defensive end, kind of a linebacker doubling position. Puts a lot of pressure and is good for containing that run, and even a rushing quarterback as well.
6:24 remaining in the ballgame, 42-7. Carmel leads North Central with the ball, putting a couple men in motion. Logan looks to pass this time, rolls out to his left, looking deep over the middle, and that one's going to be just short as he took a big shot off that play. A little slower to get up, but he pops right back up, and it will be a 4th and 1. The punting unit will come back out for the North Central Panthers on a 4th and 1 with 6:14 remaining in the game. Again, the Carmel Greyhounds leading 42-7.
Credit Noah Burks, again, the sophomore. We mentioned him before. He's made his name on that punt blocking team, doing a nice job of hurrying the quarterback Logan there and even putting a nice little hit on him at the end of the tackle.
So a lot of these young guys, the sophomores, we see the Victrups, we see Tobias Watkins, and we see Noah Burks coming in, already making a difference. That one almost blocked by Burks. Mention him again. Baldridge is able to corral that one in for the fair catch at the 27-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds, and they have 6 minutes remaining in the ball game. Try to work with, and see if we see another drive from Michael Victrup.
Give some serious credit to the punter, Shupe, there as a senior. He's done a great job of, even when he's pinned back deep in his own red zone, he's able to get the ball out to the 26-yard line, it looks like. He's done a good job of wreaking havoc for that offense, keeping Carmel honest, coming out with some decent field position, but at the same time, he doesn't allow a lot.
Very impressive leg indeed, and it's not just the fact that he's kicking it far with the distance there. It's also getting quite the hang time and allowing his defense to have a chance to go downfield without the return. A lot of balls fair caught there. So it looks like we are going to have a timeout by the Carmel Greyhounds here. A couple substitutions for all offensive personnel. Victrup is back on the field when we return.
They are just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
Be sure to check out that High School Game Day here on the only voice of the Greyhounds. I'm John Perkins alongside Jesse Smith. High School Game Day is the pregame show. We're going to have a few more before this season is over. Quite the successful thing. I'll be joined by Riley Sawyer's Vince Reimer, and of course, Jesse Smith.
High formation. They split the difference too wide. Hands it off to Watkins off the right tackle across the 32-yard line. He's going to be brought down. Something to mention there about High School Game Day. We don't just talk football. We talk all things Greyhound sports. Getting the highlights from Vince Reimer. We have cross country. Riley has a soccer, a couple player and coach profiles to go along with it. Every home game, you'll see us out there with the table and the speakers. Also broadcasting live on the air, 91.3 FM, WHJE.
Trying to find his guy, and eventually just had to take it up himself.
Two wide set.
A gain of about 6 yards, and starting to wonder what this guy can't do.
Second and 4 now from his own 48. They come out same formation, right hash, and the clock continues to tick away. 4:44 left in the game.
About a gain of 10 yards.
Victrup hands it off We have a penalty marker back deep in our own territory, but Watkins storms up the field at about the 35. He takes a big shot out of bounds. This one most likely will be coming back, holding against the Carmel Greyhounds. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
But regardless, starting to do a double take on Tobias Watkins has really made some things happen on the ground game. Shakir Pascal's been the name of the game, at least. We've given him a lot of airtime. But Watkins doing a good job off the bench, coming in providing some great relief. He's making some serious things happen. Better keep your eye on him as well as Victrup later on these years of the Carmel football program.
Now you look on with the future of this Greyhounds team. You have another year with James, another year with Perkins, another year with Pascal. You got two more with Victrup, two more with guys like Watkins and John Ramsey. A lot of weapons for this Carmel offense moving forward. A very young offensive line as well to work with. Only get more experience as they go along. 4:22 remaining in the ball game. Carmel leading 42-7 as Victrup takes the snap, hands that one off to Watkins once again, left side, storming across the field. He has a lot of open room at the 30-yard line.
Let's go,
Tobias! Tobias Watkins with a great run off that left side this time. Actually, that will be Josh Abikwu, number 28, is going to get that carry. A converted running back from last year went to the defensive secondary. And Josh Abikwu getting a carry and showing just what he's made of right there for a gain of about 20 yards.
Josh Abikwu, a household name here at WHG as the program director. He provides kind of a cool spin on things. So nice job now to make something happen now on the football field. The
program director will take a little bit of a break right now as Victrup will come back. And he's going to drop that one off the snap, jumps on top of it, and somehow still able to gain a yard on the play. So it will be a second down and 9 from the 30-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think you want that play necessarily in your playbook. On the intentional fumble, get a few yards there. You know, we've given him the benefit of a doubt, but on that one, I'd say that you don't want him replicating that play again.
Almost like they drew that one up, but an
I
hope formation.
Not. I hope not.
I formation set here, second and 9 from the 30-yard line as Victor takes the snap. Looks to hand that one off, and he does. That's Abikwu once again evading a couple tacklers. A lot of work to get that right back to the line of scrimmage, so a 3rd and 9. With 3:09 remaining in the ballgame, 42-7 remains your score. It's a very young Carmel Greyhound offense is on the field right now. Michael Victrup has another 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 situation to work with. Let's see if they try to air it out. Under 3 minutes to go in the ball game at the 31-yard line. Victor comes back out in the I formation. From the right hash this time, he takes the snap. He hands that one off again to the tailback. He has a little bit of room, tries to dance back over towards the inside. A penalty marker will fly at about the 28-yard line with 2:35 remaining in the ball game.
Check out a big score update here. Pike making something out of nothing, making a ball game out of it, actually. Warren Central, 28-7 at one time. Pike has worked their way back, put 24 on the board, so we got a four-point ball game now. A big game there, Mick rival game as well.
And, you know, it just goes to show you, even if you're down early in the ball game, they had the ability to score up early, but just like Warren Central was earlier in the first half, Pike is storming back with a lot of quick scoring of their own. So 3rd and 17 for Victrup and the Carmel Greyhounds offense from the 38-yard line of North Central. Victrup takes the snap. He hands that one off again towards the left tackle. And brought down, that was Jake Stark, Sam Weiderhaft on the carry. A lot of players subbing in and out right now for this Carmel Greyhound offense.
Making your job difficult, isn't it? Jake Stark actually plays on the defensive side of the ball. Plays on that JV squad as well. You said his name, I kind of perked up. I'm like, Jake's running the ball these days?
Going deep into the roster right now. As we are going to have a new quarterback onto the field for the Carmel Greyhounds at his number 11. As he barely gets a handoff right there. Try to get you the name on that one. So a minute 30 remaining in the ball game. That will be a turnover on downs for the Carmel Greyhounds. Rogan Goldblatt was the quarterback on the last couple plays there. Going with a little bit of number change. We're used to seeing him there in the number 4 traditionally, especially at home. But coming out in the number 11, gets a couple snaps. He did last week as well. Had a couple pass attempts to go along with it. Did a pretty good job. Rogan Goldblatt, a sophomore himself. But minute 31 remaining. We also have a new quarterback out here for the North Central Panthers. McLean's still in the game. The starting running back is going to storm across for about a gain of 4. With a minute 16 remaining in the ball game, 42-7 is your score. Number 17 is the new quarterback. He has a 4 wide set, 3 out to his left. Makes a handoff. That ball is on the ground, and it looks like Carmel Greyhounds possibly jumped on top of that one. Waiting for the official signal here. And they will retain possession as McLean is able to come on top of that one. North Central avoiding a turnover. The quarterback may be appearing to be number the 17 on the field. Might be Austin Roberts, another quarterback listed on this roster. Not to be confused with the Austin Roberts of the Carmel Greyhounds. The diving cross there on 3rd down and 4. The clock still ticking away. 26 seconds remaining in the ballgame. 42-7 remains your score. They do not have to run another play before the end of this one. This one continues to run out. 13-12. Both teams heading towards the sidelines, and it looks like that will wrap this one up from North Central. 42-7 your score. Carmel will come out on top. A very impressive display of offense. We've been talking about the defense all year, but John, when you look at this game, a very offensive fueled game from both sides, the execution favoring the Greyhounds in this contest.
And Jesse, we're starting to see the Greyhounds come out and throw the ball very well. Today was a different story, however. Their ground game really got working for them. 42 points put up on the scoreboard. They were able to put up 49 last game. So we're seeing the offense kind of succinct. They're able to distinguish between the passing and the rushing game. But they're able to do it with a very key element. The defense can't tell. And that seemed to be kind of the problem before. Again, now look, here's the numbers, folks. Passing, only 83 yards. And Michael Victrop chucked up 30 of them at the end of the game here. Rushing, 428. And that's from quite a few different running backs. You know, we saw the likes of even Josh Abik, who was switching sides of the field. Of course, Tobias Watkins, Chris Perkins, and the story, my MVP, my player of the game, obviously had to be Shakir Paschal. Paschal really had a breakout game, like you said, Jesse, running in incredible fashion. A lot of speed that we haven't seen before and doing it up the middle a very hard way.
And I'm going to go ahead and give mine, since you gave yours to Paschal. I'd have to agree in many ways on that, but I'm going to go with Isaac James, who really started to fuel that rushing game. And also, anytime you have 428 rushing yards, I think you have to give the player of the game to the entire offensive line of the Carmel Greyhounds. Set the big 428 rushing yards. That speaks for itself right there.
And I'll go ahead and just add something real quick. Send it back to the station here. But, again, crediting that offensive line, they started out rough. They had a lot of just kind of moving parts of that. You know, we talked about guys like Jacob Victrep, who was only a second-year football player. Nate Thompson, the junior center, stepping up. And just kind of some number changes there. Who's going to step up and be a leader? Now, the offensive line has really begun to work. They've really done a good job. Kudos to them. I totally agree. Hey, for Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins. Be sure to check us out next Friday. This was one of the many editions of Varsity Football here on the only home of the Greyhounds. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. We're going to send it back to the station for some more tunes and commercial-free radio.